So when we get a positive case come in, we will contact that individual, make sure that they have gotten their results from the lab. We do ask for their date of birth just so we can verify that we are speaking with the right person. We'll ask about their symptoms, what day those symptoms started, what they're experiencing. We may ask where they are employed, because people can be infectious up to 48 hours before symptoms start. So if they're at work and we're not socially distancing and around other people, we may have exposed individuals that we'll need to call and let them know that they've been exposed, because we'll want to quarantine them and symptom monitor those individuals as well. And we'll talk about isolation dates. We provide letters for work excusing you because you are positive. We excuse people for being in quarantine, so we can provide all those types of letters. I'm going to ask you if you know how you were exposed, if you were a close contact, did you recently travel, attend any public gatherings, restaurants, any type thing within the past 2 weeks prior to your symptom onset.
So from there, it's kind of like a little bit of, almost kind of like a little bit of detective sleuthing work here. So this person tests positive. Who have they been in contact with? It's their family. Let's say I went to a restaurant 24 hours before I tested positive too. So how do I determine who I need to contact to let them know there may have been a potential exposure and who's potentially at risk?
So we'll do a little bit of that detective work. A lot of the times when I'm calling people, they've already contacted family and friends to let them know if they've been around them. Through my questioning of who you were around 48 hours prior to your symptoms is most critical, and I want to get those individuals. If you were around people a week ago before your symptoms started, they're not a high-risk exposure. So your high-risk exposure is typically anybody that you were around for a period of 15 minutes or longer, with or without a mask, at that closer than 6 feet distance. So those are the critical individuals that we want to get.
What's something about contact tracing that probably a lot of people don't know that you think they maybe should know?
We're just trying to protect everybody, make sure that you're isolating, make sure that people are quarantining, not going anywhere during those times at risk of infecting other people. We can provide resources. If you're a single parent at home with kids and you can't leave, we have some social workers on staff now, so we can help you out with groceries. If you need masks and sanitizer, things like that. You know, because if you are a single parent with young kids, you can't isolate yourself away from those kids. You still have to take care of them, so there's that ongoing exposure. So if we can provide you masks, sanitizer, help get groceries delivered for you to take that burden off, you can reach out to us, definitely. That's something that we try to ask during our investigation. If you do need help, we set people up with symptom monitoring, and when you do that health assessment, there is another question in there. So if you don't tell me and think about it that day, you can mark it later and it gets flagged, and we try to reach out to you then and see what needs that you need.
So there is assistance for me if I say I have a prescription I need picked up but I can't go out to get it, or I need food, basically.
Right.
There is help available through the health department, or you can connect me with resources that can help me with that.
Correct. If we can't do it, we will connect you with resources and discuss that.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Yep, absolutely.